AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. An ethics report on Matt Gaetz has been released. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The House Ethics Committee has accused Matt Gaetz of regularly paying for sex, including with a 17-year-old girl, and purchasing and using illicit drugs. The 37-page report includes explicit details of sex-filled parties and vacations that Gaetz took part in from 2017 to 2020, while representing Florida. The findings conclude he violated multiple state laws related to sexual misconduct while in office. Gaetz has denied all wrongdoing. He has filed a lawsuit seeking to block release of the report, which he says contains untruthful and defamatory information. Gaetz was nominated by President-elect Trump to be Attorney General before withdrawing from consideration.
AP correspondent Michael Sisak reports defense lawyer Karen Friedman Agnifilo took issue with the dueling state and federal charges against Luigi Mangione.
She said that Mangione, the 26-year-old Ivy League graduate, is being treated as a political ping pong ball between what she said are warring jurisdictions. She also took issue with Mayor Eric Adams showing up on Thursday at the heliport where Mangione's police helicopter that brought him part of the way from Pennsylvania landed. Adams at that time made comments to the media saying that he wanted to be at the heliport to look Mangione in the eye and referred to him as a terrorist.
Automakers Honda and Nissan are joining forces.
The two companies say they've signed a memorandum of understanding and that Mitsubishi Motors, the smaller Nissan Alliance member, has also agreed to join talks on integrating their businesses. Japanese automakers have been lagging behind their big rivals in electric vehicles, and they're trying to cut costs and make up for lost time. Even after a merger, Toyota would still remain the leading Japanese automaker. I'm Donna Warder.
This is AP News. Changes are coming to the cold and cough aisle of your local pharmacy. U.S. officials are moving to phase out the leading decongestant found in hundreds of over-the-counter medicines, saying that it doesn't actually relieve nasal congestion. Phenylephrine is used in popular versions of Sudafed, Dayquil, and other medications. Experts like Dr. Mark Dickowitz with the FDA say it's not effective.
We now have compelling, convincing evidence that oral phenylephrine is ineffective at relieving symptoms of nasal congestion.
And Jennifer Schwatzot is also with the FDA.
I feel that this drug and this oral dose should have been removed from the market a long time ago.
If you still want to take pills or serums for relief, you'll probably need to head to the pharmacy counter where the pseudoephedrine-containing versions of Sudafed and Claritin D remain available without a prescription. But you will need to present a valid form of photo ID. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.